From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The Northern York Self Simcoe Ontario Health Team is partnering with the Town of Georgina to host a free health and wellness education series for residents in person and online. The next session, focused on over-the-counter medications and senior wellness, takes place today from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Merck. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com to learn more. The South Simcoe Police Service is searching for three male youths following an assault with a weapon in Innisfil. Officers say the suspects attacked an adult victim around 7:20 p.m. on March 9th at an apartment building in a retail plaza on Innisfil Beach Road, with one youth allegedly brandishing a gold expandable baton while the others assaulted the victim on the ground. The victim suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries before the suspects fled westbound on Westminster Avenue. The investigation remains ongoing, and anyone with information is urged to contact police. Aurora Council has approved a $2.18 million budget for the renovation of historic Victoria Hall, following a 4-3 vote that has sparked debate amongst residents and councillors. Mayor Tom Marakis said the building, built in 1883, needs urgent repairs to prevent further decay, and renovating it is the responsible way to preserve the heritage site while making it usable for future tenants. But some councillors voiced concerns about the lack of detailed engineering reports and the high cost, emphasizing the need for transparency and fiscal accountability before committing taxpayer funds. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.